The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. Our good friend Pamela Gerdes-Cabati from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. In fact, I'm feeling very neighborly today. You know, our neighbors are an integral part of our lives. They watch our homes when we're away, take in the mail for us. Sometimes we work with them on community projects. Lord knows we borrow tools back and forth, right? And when things are going well with your neighbors, it's just great, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I do.
What happens when things go wrong with your neighbor? Do you know what one of the most contentious issues is among neighbors?
Getting my lawnmower back?
Good guess. But no. Fences and property lines. So I thought today I'd offer some fence etiquette tips, if you will, to help folks install a fence and stay on good terms with the folks next door.
Okay, good. What are some of the things that you must do then when you're dealing with this?
Well, first of all, you want to observe boundaries, right? That's really important in all our relationships. So don't risk having to tear down that fence by going even 1 inch over your property line.
Yeah, you need a plat or a survey, right?
Yes, absolutely. Study your house line drawing or plat, or order a new survey. That'll cost you about $500 to $1,000 from a land surveyor to be sure of boundaries. And by the way, fence companies usually will install a fence about a foot inside the line just to be on the safe side.
Okay. Some people are going, wait, go back a second. What's a survey? What's a plat?
Sure. So a survey is a study or sketch or map of land elevations, improvements, boundaries. Sometimes it'll include structures. It's an orientation to neighbors that is the last word on your property line. If you don't already have a survey, because previous owners may have given you one at settlement, you'll need one to prove your property line location. So that's what a survey is. A plat is a drawing that represents the survey and indicates approximate property line locations. There are other terms related to property lines that folks might want to get familiar with, and they can do that at houselogic.com. Just search by property line.
All right. Sorry to put you on a sidetrack there, but what are some of the other things that we actually have to do before we put in a fence?
Okay, so you want to make sure your fence company understands local zoning regulations before they install anything. The installer should get proper permits and know local zoning regulations for height, setbacks, and other restrictions. Now, height limits typically are about 6 feet for side and backyards, 4 feet for front yards. But sometimes more restrictive rules will apply, particularly to corner lots where blind curves can limit driving visibility.
Now, what if we want an extra high fence or something?
Well, you know, sometimes you might, and if your reason is sound, like you need to block a nasty view or there's a noisy street, you can apply to your zoning board for a variance. But neighbors can comment on your request during the variance hearing, so if someone doesn't like the idea, you know, they'll have an opportunity to speak up.
Okay, any other things you have to do?
Well, if you're part of a homeowners association, you want to be sure to check your HOA rules and guidelines about fencing before you begin. Fencing companies aren't responsible for knowing HOA do's and don'ts. You are. Also, keep in mind that HOAs can sometimes dictate style, height, and maintenance of fencing.
All right. Now, they say that good fencers make good neighbors, but on the other hand, you want to make sure that the fence you're putting in is actually going to be something your neighbor likes. So are there some things you can do to bring your neighbors on board?
Absolutely. You know, it's always a good idea when you're dealing with neighbors to go above and beyond. So the first thing to do would be talk to your neighbors before you install a fence. Let them know what you're doing and why. If there are property line issues, try to resolve them. Find those settlement papers and search for a drawing that indicates your property line. You can find this information on the plat. We talked about that before. If you can't find your plat, go online, because a lot of state or county government sites now, they'll have your plat records online. You can download them for free. If you want more information on property line disputes, just search that term at houselogic.com. There are tips for properly handling almost everything that might come up in putting in a fence, anything from, you know, proving where your property line is to, if it comes to it, mediation with a neighbor. So another way to keep neighbors happy, put the more finished side of your fence facing the street or your neighbor's yard. That's a common practice, and that can really help put a smile on your neighbor's face. Also, remember that once that fence goes in, you are the fence's keeper, which means you have to maintain it on both sides. So keep a check on it. Look for aging sections. Make sure you shore up or replace anything that's wearing out.
Thanks, Pamela. Great information as usual.
Thank you, Gil. Great to be with you.
All right. Pamela Gerdes-Cabati from HouseLogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.